is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. News broke Friday that more than 100 SEPTA regional rail cars were being pulled from its fleet due to a defect in a stabilizing system. Now riders are looking for ways around an overcrowded, slowed-down rail system that may take months to be nursed back to health. Cycling enthusiasts hail the moment as one in which riders of trains may become riders of bicycles, at least for the time being and possibly beyond. Sarah Clark-Stewart is Executive Director of the Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia. She joins me now to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
After hearing about SEPTA's train debacle, what did the Bicycle Coalition decide to do?
Well, we decided that it was important to put out information and resources to let people know how they could use their bike now that the rail system is under repair. So we wanted to make sure people had available to them the kinds of maps and tips that they might need if they wanted to use their bike to get to their destination in the morning and evening.
So it might be the full destination or even just getting to the bus, the trolley, the subway?
Correct. The region is blessed with a very diverse public transit system. Plus, it's blessed with a regional trail system and pretty good roads with facilities, although they could be much better. We think it's important for people to know that they could use their bike to ride to a bus stop or to a trolley and either take the bike with them, that all buses have bike racks on them, or park their bike at a subway stop or a trolley stop and use that combination of biking and transit to get to where they need to go.
How does this SEPTA situation draw attention to some of the insufficiencies in the bicycling commuter world?
So Montgomery County, for example, has the Schuylkill River Trail, which is a very robust and popular transportation route for bicyclists to get in and out of Center City from much of Montgomery County. Delaware County, unfortunately, and Bucks County need better facilities to get in and out quickly and easily and safely. And what we hope is that as people try to use their bike, that this helps them also encourage their elected officials to invest and put in resources and accelerate the development of safer roads and better bicycle facilities on existing roads.
Now back to the mapping idea, it will provide cyclists with information they need to better understand what exists in terms of routes and lanes, mostly in suburban areas. Is this pretty intuitive, understanding the mapping?
It is pretty intuitive. We have maps that show where bike lanes are currently. Google Maps is an incredible resource where someone can use the direction functionality to put in where they are, where they want to go, and then click on the bike, and that would provide a picture of where they could use either bike lanes or trails or streets that are already considered fairly good for biking because they have low volume, low traffic. We also have a wonderful map that shows circuit trails. The circuit trail system is our regional trail network within a quarter of a mile of a bus stop or a trolley stop or a regional rail station. So people could see how they might be able to bike to the best transit stop that would work for them.
In the recent past, when has the Bicycle Coalition had to jump in to help commuters understand cycling as an option?
So last time we did this was in 2009 during the SEPTA strike. In that case, the entire system was shut down and there was a lot more additional opportunity for people to use bikes for a 1 to 4 mile commute that they might have. Bicycling jumped considerably due to that strike. And what happens is that people test it out and they might like it. And then they stick to it and make it part of their everyday life. We hope that this provides the same kind of opportunity for people to test out what they're comfortable with, either in biking to another transit stop or biking in altogether. Another thing I would add is that people might want to bike one way and then take their bike back on a bus. There's lots of opportunities to combine bicycling and transit.
This SEPTA system-wide problem has a different flavor than a strike, though. It is different.
Much different. It's impacting the suburban commuters or inner city commuters who are going out to their jobs in the suburbs. And so it's a more limited population that might be impacted by a strike. And they have longer commutes. So it is going to be a very different situation. We hope that it's still an opportunity, a learning moment, a teachable moment where people might take this time to test out how biking might become part of their life.
Sarah Clark-Stewart, Executive Director of the Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia, thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
For maps and tips on cycling to work, go to bicyclecoalition.org.